Hi, it's Aviva Feiner again, and welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Tes Zayin, Chapter 16, as we move along in understanding the turbulent journey of David, Melech Yisrael. And in this one, he begins with a new descriptive entry word, which is Michtam. Michtam le David, Shamreni Kel ki chasisi bach. This is a michtam to David. Protect me, Hashem, because I trusted you. The Malbim says that in this capital, in this chapter, David is pointing out that he trusts Hashem, and he's specifically pointing to the fact that there are others that don't, and how fortunate he is that he does. That we thank Hashem, as I always say, the emunascha balelos, that at the dark times I have you to trust, that I have you to trust in always, that you are always there for me, and that those who run after nothing will have nothing. And that's what we're going to see in this chapter. And it begins with the word michtam. Michtam, Rashi tells us, is made up of two words specifically, mach and tam, mach being poor and perfect. Tama, he was perfect because hu nolad mahu, he was born circumcised. So the michtam refers to David, who is simple, poor, and perfect. But he says, normally in the subsequent Prakim in Tehillim, there are many chapters that begin with the title L'David Michtam, which is that it is David's Michtam, who was poor and perfect. But here it is stated Michtam L'David, and therefore Rashi says it has to be different, that this is a Michtam to David, not of David, but rather this is a Michtam, meaning that it is a crown to David, it is a refuge to David. It is a type of melody, possibly, that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, Rashi says it could be interpreted as a crown, as he uses the term ke'atara, a crown to David, or a song crown to David. This is his crown. Amart l'Hashem. You said to Hashem, Amart l'Hashem, Rashi says, Amart l'Hashem, L'Knesset Yisrael, he's saying this to. He's saying this to Klal Yisrael. David said, you have Hashem. You have Hashem. Adoshem Ata, you are my Adon, you are my master. Tovasi Balalecha. All my goodness comes from you. There's nobody above you. He says to Klal Yisrael, tell Hashem you are my master. And you are above all that comes to me. Or the other option, Rashi says, is Amarta Hashem Adoni Ata. I said to Hashem, to my nefesh, I said to my soul, Hashem is my master. Hashem is my master. And Tovasi Valalecha, Tovol Shata Oseli, Lo Alecha Heim Ligamleni, they are not for you to pay me back. Kilo Bitsikasi Atametivli, because you give me the good. I tell Hashem, you do so much good for me, and I don't even deserve it. The Malbim says, no, he's not talking to Klal Yisrael, he's not talking to himself, but rather he's talking to the polytheists, who don't think that Hashem has control over everything. And I tell them, haha, you think Hashem doesn't have control? La Hashem Adoni Ata, you are my master. Tovasi Balalecha, all my good is from you. And it continues in Pasuk Gimel, L'kdoshim asher ba'aretz hema v'adzirei chefzivam. This is for all the good people in the world, the Rashi says, the kedoshim that are in the world, this is how you treat them. That walk before you, lifanecha be'emes, who walk before you in truth. And this is how you treat adire kolchef tzibam, all the strong ones, adire asher kolchef tzibam, kol tzrachei nasim bishvilam, all their needs are done for them. Kolchef tzibam, whatever they need, you do for them, Hashem. You do good for everyone. And in this, the Malbim says, Rav David is saying that all that is holy in this world, be it the angels, be it the holy places, be it the holy people, whatever's in this world that is holy, kol cheftzibam, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. A little bit of a different interpretation, but still within the path of I'm looking for the good, I'm looking for the holiness, I want the holiness. And now he says to Hashem, very clearly, that you're taking care of me, but there are those who don't trust you. And to those who don't trust you, Pasuk Dalet, Yirbu Atzvosam. Make those who don't trust you, Asher Miharu, who rushed after other gods, make their troubles, make their atzvos, their sadness, make it so much. Bal asich nisrehem. I will have no part in them and in their possessions. Midam and in their bloody libations. This is the service of the Avodah Zarah that they did. And they should have, and I don't want any part of this. And Ubal Asash Mosam Al Svasai. And I don't want to talk about them. I don't want any part in them. I don't want a part of those who don't believe in you. That's what he's saying to Hashem. And that they should have the pain, Rav Hirsch says, of the formal rejection of their beliefs, of knowing that they were wrong. They thought that there was no Hashgacha Pratis, says the Malbim. They'll really be sad. They'll really be sad when they see Hashem, that you're in charge. And David HaMelech is saying, I don't want any part. I don't want any part of these people. I don't want to be part of the people who don't trust you, who don't believe in you, because, Pasuk Hey, Hashem Menas Chalki, because Hashem, you are Menas Chalki. You are my Chelek. Rashi says, Kol Tovasi Haimenu, all my good is from you. And you are Kosi. You are my Kos, you are my cup, that you are like, you are my Kos. In this case, Rashi says, you are my share, techasu, like a share, like is divided upon, different possessions are divided. You are my portion, my part, but you could say, you are my cup. You're all my pleasures in this world, says Rav Hirsch. You are everything that I have comes from you, and it's significant that it comes from you. Why is it significant that it comes from you? Because if we continue in this pasuk, Ata tomich gorali, because you literally guide my faith and my lot in life. You guide me. You guide every part of my life. And Rashi says so beautifully, what does it mean that Hashem tomich gorali? Ata hu asher hanichos yodai al hachela katov. You place my hand on the good part. Shenemar hachayim v'naves nasati v'gomar. U'bacharta b'chayim, as the pasuk says in Devarim, I put life and death in front of you, and I'm telling you, choose good. Eitz chayim hila machazikim ba. Choose the Torah that's life. What is this likened to? Says Rashi so eloquently, ka'adam ha'oev echad mibanav. Like a father who loves one of his sons very much. U'meniach yado al achelak oto hatov. And he takes the child's hand and he literally places it on the good part, and he says, ze bachar lecha. Choose this. Atat tomich gorli. You are guiding my choices. You're my portion. All my good in life, every aspect of my life that I have that's good, you are good. You are my goral, and you are my lot. You are my fate. You are every portion of my life. And goral itcha, and my goral with you is good. I like it. I like it. It's happy. It's pleasureful. And it's na'im, says Rashi. If we keep going on and read on in the pasuk, chavalim nafluli ba'na'imim, that goral is na'im. That lot that you gave me, kishenafali ha'goral yos b'chalka, when my lot in life fell to be in your chelek, I was just born to be part of your chosen people. Yeah, chaval na'im huvzeh. This is so wonderful. Af alai shafra nachlak hazo. I know that there is nothing more wonderful or beautiful than this lot. This is the ultimate lot that I could have. And he specifically chooses two terms to choose his lot in life. And we're going to discuss the difference. Metzudas David said, Hanachla, that you gave me is a portion that is good. The Malbim says, but not only is it good here in this world, but it's also good in the following world, in the world to come. That's Nachla Shafra Alai. That is the most beautiful portion that I could have. And Rav Hirsch says, Shefer is the harmonious shaping of all the parts. Shefer is to be so beautiful, like Naftali's bracha in Shemos Chavtes Aleph, where he's told, Hanosein Imre Shefer, that you give lovely, lovely, lovely words. That Nachla Shafra Alai, this is why we said the Malbim says that is the world to come, that you have a Nachla that for me that is so beyond wonderful. I'm so lucky to be in your lot. I remember as a little girl going on the bus with my mother, and I always say, I remember two things. That one thing was that my feet didn't touch the floor. We could go from Riverdale to Washington Heights to visit my grandparents. And the other one was just thinking, like, I could have been born anybody else. And I'm born part of the Jewish people. There's so many people. He says, Chavalom naflu bana'imim. Wow. When my chevel, when my lot, literally my rope, my portion, fell into your lot, wow, that was like I won the lottery. That was great. Afnakla shafra alai. And it is lovely, lovely what I have. And therefore I say to Hashem in Zion, Avareches Hashem. I bless Hashem. I bless Hashem, Asher Ya'atani, because He gives me Eitzah. He tells me what to do. Af Leilos Yisruni Kiliosai. And He even gives me my klayos, which are literally my innards, my inner parts of me, my literally kidneys, but what's inside of me, He gives my consciousness to advise me. And Rav Hirsch says, the kidneys represent desire. My unfulfilled desires rebuke me. They lead me to understand Avodas Hashem. That Belelos, says Rashi, going back to Rashi, it's my consciousness. It's what's in my heart. That Hashem gives me the ability, says the Malbim, to give Musar to myself. As we say before we go to sleep, Rigzu v'al techetetu. Shake yourself and don't sin. Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'dom musela. When you're going to sleep. That nighttime is a time I'm thinking. And even in my darkest times, that is also nighttime, even in those times, I'm able to rebuke myself. I'm able to keep myself on what we would call the straight and narrow. Why am I able to do this? Because Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid. Because I place Hashem before me at all times. Rashi tells me, and I'd like to read it inside with you, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid. What is this? A dictum for life for every Jew. Bechom Asai. Samti mar'ol negedei nai. In everything I do, I have placed the image of God before my eyes. V'lama, mimini hu tamid la'azreni levale mot. Because He is always, ki mimini bale mot, He is always at my right side, so that I will not shake. Davar acher, says Rashi, shivisi Hashem lenagdi tamid, that He says, that I'm with Him, I'm with you all the days of your life, kol yimei chayav, v'zeh she'amar mimini bale mot, that you gave me the Torah, which is my right hand, that the Torah is considered something that comes from the right, that the Melech would hold in his right hand, and you gave me this Torah at my right, that I will not shake, that I'm confident because I have this Torah, that I'll never fail, I'll never shake, I'll never falter. And if we move on in the Mefarshim, we understand that Shivisi is a Lashon, Rav Hirsch says so beautifully, it's a Lashon Shaveh, of equal. Hashem is Shaveh in every aspect of my life. I have Hashem, and nothing in life is insignificant because He is Shaveh b'chol aspects of my life, in everything, in all the details. And that is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's always there. And that is David HaMelech's directive to every Jew of how we're meant to live our lives. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. That image of Hashem I take with me always. And that's what guides me, going back to the previous pasuk, when my consciousness is advising me, so to speak, it's Hashem that I see. And therefore, he says in pasuk tes, and this is such a happy a perek in Tehillim, Lachim samach libi. Therefore, my heart is happy, it's rejoiced because I'm so happy, Rashi says, that you're never going to leave me, even though I did sin. You will never leave me. Rashi reminds us that David HaMelech is conscious always of his sins, and we'll see that in later Prakim very soon. Vayogel kavodi. And my kavod is vayogel. It is literally exalted, and my honor is exalted. The Ibn Ezra says that Kvodi is my neshama. It is the Kavod HaGuf. It is exalted. Af Besari Yishkon LaBetach. And my my flesh is also secure. It's batuach. It's confident. Why? Because samach libi, my heart is happy. Vayogel kavodi, says the Ibn Ezra, that my lev, I'm sorry, the Malbim says, my lev is happy because I rule over it. Vayogel kavodi, so my kavod is, wow. My neshama is so proud. I rule over my lev, and I'm certain Hashem is with me here and now and in every aspect of my life. Af besari yishkan lavetach, I trust he will be with me, says Rav Hirsch Basar, even after I die. The Malbim had said earlier that gila, as opposed to simcha, and I'm going to repeat it here, that the simcha of my heart, the simcha of my lev, is a simcha that's expected. Vayagel kvodi, that gila is the simcha that I didn't even expect. It's amazing. My neshama is beyond happy. It's wow, I'm ruling myself, I'm doing great. Af besari yishkan lavetach, I can live in this world securely knowing that shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, that I'm with Hashem always, and He's before me. Ki lo ta'azov nafshi l'shol, pasuk yud, because you will not let my soul be buried with my body, says Rav Hirsch. You will not leave my soul in the grave. Lo titein chasidcha lirosh achas, because your faithful ones, your chasidim, those who really trust you, will never see shachas. They will never see the depths of the pit, so to speak, the depths of Gehenna. They will never see the horrible potential that the Rashaim shall meet. Why? Because, concluding in Yud Alech, Todi Eini Orech Chaim, you will teach me the path in life. You will teach me the way to go in life. You're going to tell it to me. This is not even a tefillah, says Rashi. This is something he's confident in. Hashem, you're going to show it to me. This is what you're going to do. Orech Chaim Sovas Machos. You're going to give me endless happiness in the future. As Panecha Ne'imos Bin Minetza Netzach. With your presence, I'm just always going to be happy. As Panecha Smachos As Panecha, I'm going to be happy when I see your face. Ne'imos Bin Mincha Netzach. But what is Na'im? And he mentioned Ne'imos earlier in Pasuk Vav, Chavalim Naflu Bana'imin. My lot is Na'im. Everything with you is Na'im. We say about our Torah, Derachel Darchei Noam, it is pleasant that I am happy as Panecha Ne'imos. The happiness comes from the pleasantness of Shivisi Hashem, of always seeing your face. B'yimincha Netzach. In your right is eternity. And Rashi told us earlier that the Yamin represents the Torah, that the Melech held up with his Yamin. In your Torah, in the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what is right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, gives us, is eternal, and it will be eternal. Rav Hirsch says, you let me know the best path in life, and the path I have in life knows no loss, no grief, no death, no ordeals, because the nearness of Hashem is eternal bliss. So this is the joy that we're hoping for the future, a time when bila hanaves lanetzach, there will be no more death. And we will live eternally with the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah, that it should be b'mheira v'yameinu. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui nishmas Malka, Esther bas Tzvi Yosef. I look forward to studying more. Bekarov.